Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
What a wild, crazy, major breaking news day it has become. It began early today with the hearings, the so-called Kavanaugh hearings, that have turned into a three-ring circus. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, though, joining us, as she does every Monday, of course, we were in a best-of mode yesterday, but she is with us, I'm assuming from Northern Nevada. She is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and what is it, Red Wave America? I got to think about what that one is. Megan Barth joining us. Good morning, Megan.
Yes, Red Wave America.
Red Wave America Pack. I love it. Are you in Northern Nevada today?
I am. I will be here hopefully through October.
Oh, good, good, good. And give me a quick weather report.
Beautiful, mid-70s, can't complain.
Gotta love that. Well, one thing you can complain about is the, just days after people were applauding all of these people eulogizing John McCain and saying we need more civility in our government, you have civility breaking down in no less than the Senate Judiciary Committee. Have you seen much of the stuff today on the Kavanaugh hearings yet?
I have not watched the TV. However, I have been paying attention to Twitter and other feeds that give me kind of real-time updates because I have been on the radio, quite frankly, all morning. But this is nothing more than political theater, much like their feigned sorrow and remorse over the death of John McCain. This is what the Democrats do. They praise somebody like a Republican after he has died. While the Republican is alive, they refer to him as Nazi and a warmonger. And then all of a sudden he earns his wings and he's deified as a saint, much like John McCain. And it's the never-ending funeral procession. This is the never-ending resistance and protest against the Kavanaugh confirmation in order to secure the Supreme Court for an entire generation. The Democrats see that they are losing their absolute power, and nothing drives a Democrat more crazy than losing their power, and of course, Donald Trump. And so this is, again, political theater. This is what we can expect as Americans should we give the Democrats back the power, or if we give the Democrats power in order for them to take back the House, this will be the perpetual state of chaos that the Democrats love and create and thrive in. Look at any one of their communities that they have managed into unfortunate decline and poverty. It is a continual state of chaos. The Democrats have no interest in helping middle America. They have no interest in helping the middle class. They have no interest in raising the lower class into independence instead of dependence. And so in order to create more of a show and excite their small base, which is well-funded and well-organized, they will continue this resistance against this administration and any nominee forthcoming.
You mentioned cities led by flaming liberals. There is no more liberal city. There's no more tougher gun laws than Chicago. And now we're just learning today, in fact, just a few minutes ago, that Rahm Emanuel is not going to seek re-election as mayor of Chicago, which has had so many gun deaths, young people, gangs. It's just out of control. But there's the best example, Megan, of what you were just talking about.
Right. I mean, pick any city that has been managed by Democrats for decades, whether that's Chicago or Detroit or St. Louis or Baltimore, New York City, San Francisco. And what they exhibit is just a perpetual state of chaos. There is no independence from government. There isn't civility. For example, in San Francisco, instead of going to the concierge and asking for a dinner reservation, you are now going to the concierge at a fancy hotel, overpriced hotel, and asking for a poop map, so you can navigate your way safely amongst human excrement and feces in order to get to the restaurant. This is your typical Democrat cesspool, and so for Rahm Emanuel to just hang it up after a couple terms, obviously the writing is on the wall. He does not want to continue to take any responsibility or accountability into the city that he's managed into decline. I'm sure that the dead voters in Chicago will hand over the reins to another socialist, because the voter fraud is baked into the Chicago bread, so to speak, and has been since Daley or before Mayor Daley. And I'm talking about the first Mayor Daley.
Well, and don't forget, there are a lot of people right now, today, this instant, calling for the resignation. Not don't run again, get out now for Rahm Emanuel. They want him out there.
Well, yeah, and I think that's why he does see the writing on the wall. There has been this resistance, if you will, building against Rahm Emanuel, specifically amongst the black community in these cities that are completely decimated by gang violence, which is a direct consequence of gun control laws and open borders and the sanctuary city policy. You have rival gangs now that are led by, you know, MS-13 members, Mexican drug cartels, taking on the Crips and the Bloods, so to speak. And you just have nonstop gun warfare and drug trafficking through major parts of that city. One thing I do wish, if I had the president's ear, would be to tell him to go into the city of Chicago. People are asking for him, and especially when you see, and this is why the Democrats are going so crazy, is not only because they're losing power and the ability to change laws in a progressive manner, because the Constitution, according to Democrats, is a living Constitution. The Democrats are seeing that their black demographics is slipping away. Twice as many black voters approve of this president than 1 year ago. It's up to 36%. And so I think that the Republicans, specifically Donald Trump, could boost his image amongst this demographic if he goes into the city of Chicago and provides them assistance through his words or his actions.
I know you remember many presidents, vice presidents, secretaries of state, SecDef, all these different administration officials over the years, how they'd have to make secret trips to Afghanistan, secret trips to Iraq, for protection. I wonder if you'd have to do that going into Chicago, essentially make a surprise trip into Chicago, don't announce that you're coming so that the protesters won't organize a million people in the middle of Chicago to protest a sitting president. Let me just ask you, though, could a president go in? What could a president do other than use the bully pulpit. Is there anything that a president could do in Chicago to improve things?
I think, one, it would just be a show of respect for the city, meaning that the president respects the people's wishes. When you listen to the protesters in Chicago that are protesting the deaths of their children at the hands of gang violence, it would simply be a unifying and respectful gesture for the president to do that. Of course, you can always withhold federal funds. You could look at the policing activity, because the police force has been inundated with Black Lives Matter social justice warriors on how they patrol their streets of the city. You could advise and make changes according to some of those social justice policies, which are wreaking havoc on the ability of our police officers to enforce the law. And so there are certain ways and other ways that the president can show his sign of unity and respect with that city, either through policing, advising the police on how to police their streets better, take out all of the social justice activities that have infiltrated the police force, and simply, you know, respect the rule of law and push forward the respect of rule of law and withhold funding from sanctuary cities. But, of course, a liberal judge will probably overturn that in that district.
More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. We'll talk about John Kyle, who looks like he is the next U.S. senator from the state of Arizona. Also, Colin Kaepernick, he of the taking a knee for the anthem, the former Niner quarterback. He doesn't have a gig in the NFL, but he's got another gig with Nike. We'll see how she feels about that. It's all straight ahead. My name is Kevin Wald. The program, live and local, now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote, so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did give me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Megan Barth on, even if it's a Tuesday. Of course, yesterday we were in best of mode. But good to have Megan on this Tuesday from beautiful Northern Nevada on our City National Bank guest hotline. The word is filtering out. There's no official word, I guess, out on it yet. But everybody and their brother knows John Kyle, a former U.S. Senator from Arizona, is going to succeed John McCain. What do you know about John Kyle?
Well, I don't know much about John Kyle. I do remember when he served, he seemed to have some conservative chops. But, of course, we will see if his voting record reflects more of a conservative or more of that of McCain. We haven't had much luck with Arizona Republicans, specifically Flake and McCain. But perhaps this is a from what I've seen on Twitter and some of the notes, he was instrumental in the Kavanaugh confirmation, or nomination rather, and acted as, quote-unquote, Donald Trump's Sherpa when it came to some of the SCOTUS picks.
Let me just ask you, there had been some talk of Cindy McCain, this thing of handing the office off to a widow. You like that or you don't like that?
No. You know, we are a republic for a reason. It's not, you know, we aren't some sort of government that relies on names in order to elevate them to power. You know, we're not an aristocracy. When we look at, for example, how legacy politicians got handed their shorts in 2016, I would think that would be pretty much the harbinger of things to come. The Americans were fed up with legacy politicians like the Bush family and the Clinton family. No more dynasties. We want someone to roll up their sleeves and get the job done on behalf of the American people, and that would not be in the image of John McCain.
Speaking of John McCain, what did you think of the that procession across the country that began in Phoenix, ended at Annapolis on Sunday? Did you have your fill of it?
I didn't turn on the TV the entire week. I finally turned on the TV this morning. If the TV was on, I was watching HGTV. It was fantastic. No, I thought, you know, it was total political theater. Of course, the Democrats will use McCain and his death, much like they used him in his life, for that no vote on Obamacare. So, you know, their attempt to deify John McCain was simply just to spite POTUS. It had nothing to do with their love or affection of John McCain, because just years ago they were calling him a Nazi and a warmonger.
Well, and it went from being a lionizing of John McCain to a dressing down of the president. Here is a quick montage of Meghan McCain, President Bush, and others, and President Obama. Here it is.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that.
And rather than counterpunch, the president was uniquely silent and took the high road, even though he was being beaten like crazy by some of these speakers at these memorial services.
Yeah, completely classless. And then, of course, you have the Aretha Franklin funeral of 6 hours, which featured a tax cheat, Al Sharpton, an anti-Semite, Louis Farrakhan, a race baiter by the name of Jesse Jackson, and a serial rapist by the name of Bill Clinton, front and center.
Wow. It's sad. It's sad, but true. Sad, but true. Let me ask you, Colin Kaepernick has not played in the National Football League for a couple of years now. Probably won't be getting a job anytime soon, but he is getting a new gig. I guess one contract is running out. He's just signed a new deal, multi-year deal, believe it or not, with Nike. What do you make of this? And should we be honoring a guy that dishonors the flag?
No, unless you're a leftist hack those that run Nike. Of course, it was interesting again to watch the John McCain fiasco that the Democrats put on because they were outraged the flag was lowered less than 48 hours, when in fact it only had to be lowered to half staff for 24 hours. All of a sudden, they became interested in respecting the flag. They're never ever interested in respecting the flag, and Nike's new motto should be "Just Blew It" instead of "Just Do It." Because how do you blow up a brand? You choose an anti-American, anti-Semite, like that of Colin Kaepernick, who's totally talentless. He was benched before he was let go by the 49ers because he sucked as a quarterback and he sucks as a human being. And so maybe Nike should have, chosen Pat Tillman, who really sacrificed everything for this country. What did Colin Kaepernick sacrifice? He has sacrificed absolutely nothing. He didn't sacrifice his Nike contract. As a matter of fact, they've been paying him since he has been out of the NFL. And now to celebrate their 30th anniversary of Nike, they are choosing Colin Kaepernick. So Just Blew It. It should be their new motto, and I am encouraging everybody to buy New Balance. New Balance is made right outside of Boston. It is America made. They actually gave some props to Trump regarding the tax cuts and how much they saved and how much they were able to give their employees and expand their manufacturing. And so if anybody wants to throw out their Nikes and seek a new comfortable running shoe, head on over to New Balance. I highly recommend it.
In our final 35 seconds, where can people find you? You are all over the place. You're headed to New York and all kinds of places. How do people find out where you are and what you're going to be doing?
ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and ReaganBabe and MediaEqualizer on both Twitter and on Facebook.
I love it. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds great, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The Brett Kavanaugh Senate confirmation hearing underway. We have yet to hear from Judge Kavanaugh himself. I can't wait to hear from that. Dianne Feinstein, let's go to cut 7 real quick. Let's see if we can squeeze this one in. Dianne Feinstein is the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they're asking for an unprecedented amount of documents from his Bush administration days. And In fact, Feinstein is saying that they want millions of more documents before this hearing should even commence. This was Dianne Feinstein just a couple of hours ago.
Judiciary Democrats are sending a letter to White House counsel demanding these documents be immediately turned over to the Senate. A copy of that letter is available to you, and also a copy of a 6-page letter from Mr. Burke, which was the pivotal point in pressing us to move. As you know, executive privilege has never before been invoked to block the release of presidential records to the Senate during a Supreme Court nomination. In fact, when Elena Kagan was nominated, President Obama announced he would not invoke executive privilege over any of her White House records. When John Roberts was nominated, President Bush announced he would not invoke executive privilege over any of his White House records. And when Justice Rehnquist was nominated, the committee refused to go forward with hearings until the White House produced records over which it initially indicated it might claim privilege. By contrast, the Trump White House is withholding thousands of pages of Brett Kavanaugh's record from Congress and admits it's doing so without actually asserting a legal privilege. Rather, taking advantage of the unprecedented process used by Republicans to rush this nomination through the Senate with just a fraction of the nominee's records. The White House is now asserting that it can withhold whatever document it wants without formally invoking executive privilege. This entire process has cast a cloud over Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Democrats strongly object to moving forward when so much of his record remains secret. We are shocked at the efforts being undertaken to jam this nominee through and hide his record from the American public. We go to these hearings under protest.
Okay. So what? Anyway, they went to these protests, and then they decided, which, and you tell me if this makes any sense at all. The same politicians who over the last week have celebrated the life of John McCain, the desire to return to regular order, the desire to bring civility back to the body that John McCain loved so much. And these are the same people that began the hearings by interrupting, by shouting down. They didn't care about being called on by the chairman. And they know this. They operate in this world 3 days a week. You want to be recognized by the chairman, you request recognition. I'm going to recognize my good friend from North Dakota. And then you get a chance to speak. They knew this. Listen to how the hearings began today.
If people wonder why the chair is so patient during this whole process, I have found that it takes longer to argue why you shouldn't do anything than let people argue why they want it. These things are going to be said throughout this hearing. We're going to be in session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, till we get done this week. So however long people want to take, we're going to not necessarily accommodate all obstruction. But if people got something to say, this chairman's going to let them say it. But it gets pretty boring to hear the same thing all the time. Senator Booker, make it quick, please.
I really appreciate the deference, Mr. Chairman. The question was, why would we want to delay this? And this is not an attempt to delay. This is an attempt to be fully equipped to do our constitutional duty, which everybody, Republicans and Democrats on this committee, takes seriously. It is very hard to perform our role of advice and consent when we do not have a thorough vetting of the background of the candidate.
Simply put, They don't have the votes. That was Cory Booker, along with Chuck Grassley. Grassley is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Cory Booker's running for president. Did I mention he's also a U.S. senator from New Jersey? But the fact is that he's trying to pull an Obama, and he's running for president. So's Kamala Harris. She was trying to interrupt as they began the hearing. We'll let you hear that coming up after the break. But you know, it's weird that they applaud all these people that came to protest. The senators themselves let these protesters prattle on and on and on and on. And I'm still looking for an answer. Nobody's really come up with one. Of when do the rights of protesters end? And the rights of people like me and you deserve to be heard. That makes no sense at all. Hey, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. And that's why we've created something new. It's called Live and Local Now On Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on your smartphone. You can do it right now. KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and the great thing is it's free. Try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. You want to hear one of last week's shows or a show from 3 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago? It's fine. We've got them all there for you. And it's absolutely free. We won't charge you even a dime. Stick around. There's a lot more to do. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? And by the way, if somebody's got an answer to that question, bring it on. You know, they were talking, glowingly about how John McCain coveted civility and respect for one. Is it respectful of one another when people are shouting over each other? Where they won't wait for the chairman to recognize them, they'll try and speak over them? Is that what we're talking about here? If you know the answer to that question, call me at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll see what you think. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. I know it feels like a Monday. It's really Tuesday. It is. It's Tuesday. It is Live and Local Now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. It is Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day. So I guess we are officially, the kids are back in school. Colleges are going back. I guess for all intents and purposes, we are into fall. Great to have you with us. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Take you to Reno. Beautiful Reno. I was there a week or so ago. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Good to have you with us. Hi.
Thanks. As far as your philosophical question, nobody has the answer. But let's talk, and you play Feinstein's tape twice. Is what she's saying true? And if so, there's a problem here. If it was the other side and they weren't revealing all of a wacko liberal's opinions, you'd go crazy. So what are they hiding? And if what she's saying is true, it's wrong. Now, I know you would agree. It doesn't matter if one side is delaying and one side is rushing. It doesn't matter about McCain's funeral. That was theater. Megan is right. But if her statements are true, and they probably are, that's wrong. You have to agree with that.
No, wait a minute. Nobody on either side has come out and said this guy's a bad judge. Or that is...
That's not what I'm asking. That's not the point. That's a pin. Why are they withholding documents? That's not the point whether it's bad. We don't know his other opinions. Why the secrecy? There's too much secrecy. We need full vetting.
Well, like what? We needed full vetting on Russian collusion, and we find that there's no Russian collusion other than 19 or 20 Russians?
No, we need full vetting on all his opinions that are documented. So
all of his opinions have been released. What hasn't been released is stuff he did in the Bush administration on the political side.
Well, isn't that relevant?
Well, but it's not. But it's not the decision. The decisions are out. He wrote some 300 decisions, and they've been fully released.
So you're saying this other stuff is not relevant? Then why are they being hidden?
They're relevant if you want to make them relevant.
Okay, yes, we want to make them relevant. If it was the other side, I'd want to know what some creep was doing in the Obama administration. Absolutely, they're relevant. And obviously they're hiding it because it would influence. Am I wrong there?
No, we don't know. We don't know that any of that stuff would be even relevant to this.
Let's find out.
Now, what it would do, if we're talking millions of documents, it would delay.
It would stall.
Is that what you want to do? You want to stall the hearings?
No, I know one side is rushing, and I know one side is stalling, and that's politics. No, I want total disclosure if it's relevant. And I can't believe it's a million documents. I was listening to Laura this morning. She said that 750,000 documents were already released. I mean, who can believe any of this stuff, that there are that many?
Well,
I mean, you know.
By the way, this is the federal government we're talking about. They don't deal with documents in the tens, 20s, 30s, 50s. They deal in millions. I mean, it's a federal government. You wonder why it's a bureaucracy.
Right.
Go ahead, though. You got one final shot?
No. Okay. I just think she has a point, and reveal them.
There you go. What do you think? Would it be worth holding up what is inevitable? I mean, the only thing they're hoping is that Susan Collins and Murkowski will somehow have some sort of epiphany or some major revelation. You know, Brett Kavanaugh isn't the wonderful family man that we thought. He's abused his spouse, or he's abused the kids in some way. That's the only thing that can stand in the way. Now, do we delay this thing? I mean, all you got to do is look at the hearings themselves. I mean, thanks to Kamala Harris and Richard Blumenthal. Let's go to cut 8 real quick. Because I want you to hear how, you know, we were praising John McCain and his desire that we go back to civility and the old style of the U.S. Senate. And then listen to what the same people that were applauding John McCain over the weekend, how they conducted themselves today. This is from today's hearings. Here it is.
Good morning. I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome to Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful hearing on this nominee.
There are two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman, we received 42,000 documents that we haven't been able to review last night, and we believe this hearing should be postponed.
I know this is an exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman, if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Directly from Judge Kavanaugh later this afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
And
Mr. Chairman, we have been denied real access to the documents we need to advise.
Mr. Chairman, regular order is called for.
Which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norms.
Well,
and Mr. Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
This is a mockery and a tragedy of justice.
I don't understand why Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, would even allow that stuff. He says it's because anybody who wants to be heard will be heard. But there is that notion of civility that we heard about all weekend during the John McCain funerals. And this desire to and they criticized the president. The president doesn't talk over people. If those hearings are there for those senators to ask questions and find out more about a nominee, then why are they interrupting the chairman, refusing to shut up? Chuck Grassley could have said, you want me to close this thing down? We'll take this thing. We'll take the vote right now without asking any questions. And we'll send it to the floor of the Senate and we'll get a vote in the Senate in 2 weeks. Is that really what you want? Otherwise, sit down, shut up. And that goes for you people in the audience as well. Sit down, shut up. Is that too tough? Does that lack civility? Yeah. If Chuck Grassley tried that, all of a sudden he'd become an authoritarian. And this would be about the rule of law and all of it. These people want it both ways. These Democrats. These libs. These libtards want it both ways. They love John McCain for preaching civility. They decry President Trump for speaking out of turn, so to speak. And yet what this is all about is this is just what they're doing. Makes no sense at all. No sense whatsoever. Coming up in the program, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley from beautiful Indian Wells. But he's not in Indian Wells. Now he's in kind of the monsoon season in Chicago. Don't know what he's doing there. We'll find out. He's an area businessman, and he has opinions on a lot of different stuff. We'll find out about these hearings. Our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, joining us from the Windy City. I'll bet you he'll have the straight skinny on Rahm Emanuel deciding not to run for re-election as mayor of Chicago. People are dying in the streets. That's a tough re-election campaign. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is live and loco now.
I'll get you too, but not a one bites the dust.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.